Solid waste is a fancy word for all the garbage you put out on the curb or drop off at the recycling center or the transfer station. And for 2,700 paying Sitkins, it gets taken away once a week by a company called Alaska Pacific Environmental Services. To keep their service going, the company wants to increase customer rates by 21%. But what does that mean for customers? Public Works Director Michael Harmon shared the bill, crunched by Chief Finance Officer Jay Sweeney.
Jay's not here tonight, and I know he'd really want me to make sure we put that percentage in perspective. So let me put out a couple here. So a 96-gallon, that's the bulk of our residential customers, that's $8.94 a month.
So the garbage bill would jump from $42 to $51. And for those of you with a 48-gallon can,
$5.32 a month.
The bill would go from $25 to $30. It's a small hike compared to the one suggested by Alaska Waste. They were the only other company to bid on waste management in Sitka, and they proposed a rate increase of 100%. Assemblymember Matthew Hunter felt that, since rates haven't been touched in Sitka for 10 years, 21% was a good deal.
21%. That's below inflation. That's 1.9% a year for the last 10 years, equates to 21%. When you actually look at how the cost of services have gone up, I think we're lucky that we're only looking at 1.9% increase every year for our solid waste.
Rising costs is the reason Alaska Pacific wants to raise rates. Speaking before the assembly, Don Anderson, the company's operations manager, said that several garbage trucks and other vehicles badly needed to be replaced.
We've been living with a year-to-year contract, so our vehicles are really getting abused and, you know, past their work period.
Anderson added that it's also become more expensive to send Sitka's waste off the island to Washington State, and that the price of recyclables is fluctuating. That's right. Your aluminum cans and cardboard boxes are a commodity that Alaska Pacific has to put on a barge and sell. City Administrator Mark Gorman said those prices aren't doing so well.
Aluminum is still high. I think number two, plastic is still high. But for example, paper products is costing us more right now to send them out to be recycled than if we put them in our regular waste stream.
It's expensive work, but needs to be done. Sweeney sent out a memo to the assembly, urging them to award this contract now, lest the city lose Alaska Pacific altogether. The company's contract officially expired this spring and was extended on a month-to-month basis. City Administrator Mark Gorman assured the assembly that if they approved of the contract, a fee ordinance would follow.
So there will be an opportunity for the assembly to adjudicate on it again and the public to speak to it.
Gorman added that the order this is all being done in is not ideal.
There's a little awkwardness because if you approve the contract and for whatever reason the assembly decides to not approve the ordinance, what that translates as is that we'll deplete the enterprise fund.
Basically, the city would have no sustainable way to pay for this contract. So a rate increase for garbage collection is very likely on its way. And Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis had some reservations about that.
No, I'm really worried about essentially 21% increase and looking at any ways to possibly reduce that.
Eisenbeis wondered if that could be accomplished by reducing hours at the Jarvis Street transfer station. Harmon replied that the contract is open to negotiation. There is even a clause that says 5 years from now, the city can explore a commingled curbside recycling program. Instead of dropping off recycling at the Sawmill Creek Center, Sitkins can gather their paper and plastic in a second bin and leave it on the curb. The program could only happen, though, if rates were increased by $11 and the recycling center were shut down. At least, that's what Alaska Pacific says now. The Solid Waste Committee voted down those terms for the final contract. And that's the document that the Assembly ended up approving unanimously. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.